Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverick.
I'm looking at a coat hanger right now in my room that has a hand with two fingers up on it, and the other one has a thumbs up. That's a legit thing. I'll send you a text as soon as we're done. There's two fingers and a thumbs up for coat hangers in my room. So, yes, two wins, thumbs up, let's go.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Sprinting, lunging, diving!
Yes, joining us on the line is Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levin.
Jackson Churio with a dazzling play in right.
Levin, did you go to the workout yesterday?
Oh, Jackson!
I mean, it was incredible what they were doing there.
Eric keeps playing these highlights as if that was from the workout.
I did not go to the workout yesterday.
Good for you.
But I bet it was fantastic. I can only imagine it was very similar to what spring training looks like when guys are taking live at-bats and getting work against pitchers. So, way to go.
Diving,
awesome.
And he made the catch. Oh, Sal Frelick, what a play in right.
You know what? If you had said that you had gone to the workout, that wouldn't have surprised me. You're a professional, and there might be, I don't know, people to see and people to talk to. I could imagine, though, like given we're just at the end of the 162-game season, plus the spring training, that perhaps Mrs. Levering was expecting you might be around the house a little bit.
Yeah, there were lots of errands to be run yesterday. And to be honest with you, all I wanted to do, and this is a true story, I sat down on my couch. I had a bag of peanuts, a bowl in front of me, and a delicious Miller Lite, and I just watched baseball.
Yeah, you did.
And it was wonderful. And I couldn't tell you the last time I did that, and it was awesome. I watched the entirety of the Yankees-Red Sox game with my son, and we have not had an opportunity to sit down and watch a ball game together in a really, really long time. Today is his birthday. He's 11 years old today. So doing that last night with him and hanging out, that's what I needed yesterday.
Oh, man. Nice job, man. Well done. Did you turn the sound down and then call the game for him?
No chance. No way, man. No way. He hears me enough.
Here now.
No, we were not doing any of that. Thank goodness. I don't need to do that. And he hears enough of my voice. He goes, Dad, come on, man. That ain't you. You're right. It's not. So I'm just going to sit down and enjoy my beverage and my peanuts and watch a ball game.
You know, one thing that I noticed, I watched a couple of those games too, Jeff, just because of the timing that they were on, was pretty helpful for me to catch some of that. I noticed a theme in a lot of those games. Some really good pitching and some pretty good defense.
Yes, that is a huge key come postseason. And for the Brewers that are very opportunistic in which they score runs by taking advantage of mistakes from other teams, those opportunities might not be there as much against a team like the Cubs or the Padres in the first round. So maybe popping a couple of home runs is going to be important for them to score runs. But, yeah, pitching and defense, that's what wins championships, right? You say it every single year. It's been a big key and a cornerstone for what this Brewers organization has been like during this stretch. So pitching and defense, that's how you're going to get it done. And the Brewers have been as good as anybody this year at both of those things.
You mentioned home runs. So want to do this because, as you know, Jeff, we are amazed by your encyclopedic memory and the things that you recall when we play a highlight for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a highlight from Brewers playoff history and see if you can describe exactly what was happening when the call was made. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Winning run at third. The 0-2.
Okay. What? I'm just kidding.
Come on, Levering.
Well, you just... No, go ahead. Winning run at third.
All right. We'll finish it off.
Winning run at third. The 0-2. Swing, a line drive, base hit right field. Mike Moustakas on a two-strike pitch lines a single to right, and the Brewers have taken game one in the division series.
2018 Colorado Rockies game one.
Bingo.
Very good.
That's what
Very
I, good. He's like, well, what highlights stand out to you? I'm like, free burgers in the postseason. That was win number 13 in a row.
Yeah. So that was in the 10th inning. Adam Ottavino was on the mound. And what I remember, not just about the base hit by Moustakas, is with the previous pitch was a foul tip that Tony Walters didn't hang on to the catcher, which would have negated that entire situation. Oof. If he hangs on. Very next pitch, gets a base hit, and the ballgame's over.
Oh, I love that. Love that. All right, next one. Here we go.
2-2 pitch, Grandal going away. Swinging a high drive, deep right center field. This ball is gone! Brandon Woodruff off of Clayton Kershaw ties the game.
Nice. That is game one of the NLCS 2018. You almost tricked me there with Grandal going away, because the next year he was a Brewer.
That's right.
But Brandon Woodruff homer off of Kershaw.
Man, I'm struggling to remember that. I should remember that, because why was Woody batting?
Well, because this is before they made the switch.
Right,
and
yes.
It was game seven, and he was batting. Oh, that was fantastic.
Game one of the championship series. And thank goodness he hit it with one out, or with nobody out, excuse me, as opposed to like with two outs. And then he's got to go out there and pitch right after hitting the home run. And he's still floating in the dugout with momentum. No, it was incredible. That was a great moment. One of my favorite moments in my tenure with the Brewers.
What a moment for Brandon Woodruff. I don't think he touched any of the bases. He was flying around.
Love that. Love that call. Okay, next one. Couple more here. We'll try to squeeze a couple more in here. Here we are.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Center field. Back. Way back. Rowdy Tellez, a two-run home run.
2021 against the Atlanta Braves. Yep. He hit two home runs in that series, and that was basically all the runs that the Brewers scored.
Okay. All right.
This is ridiculous.
I love that, man. And that one, I bet you could guess which one that was.
That was at home, game one division series.
Man, it's a good chance I don't remember where my keys are. Right now,
Charlie Morton
might not be able to get home. Yeah. This is amazing.
Okay, guys, do a couple more. Here we go. Here's another one.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone. We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churiel.
Game two wild card series last year against the Mets,
and they won that one. Right?
Yes, they did win
right.
That
we
one.
The first.
Yeah, a couple batters later.
Yep. And who was that who hit the next one?
Garrett Mitchell, which I'm sure you're going to play right now.
Pitch. Swing and fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here. Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yes, sir. And our favorite call of all time, or at least one of my favorites, other than the Woodruff one, is this upcoming one, but Vince doesn't like it because they didn't win the game.
Oh,
but the call is so good, so we got to still play it, though. It's this one.
Yes.
Pitch. Fly ball, deep right! Back! Two! Back!
I still can't believe we didn't win.
I know. Me too. I can't believe that my aorta is still intact after that call.
It hurts.
Yeah, you pushed that one out pretty good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully a lot more memories coming, guys.
Oh, can't wait. Enjoy the run, my man.
Appreciate you guys. Talk to you next week.
Let's play by play, man. Jeff Levering, live on Brewers 360 today.